Book 6, Chapter 9. What injunction Caesar gave when he was come within the city. The number of the captives, and of those that perished in the siege, as also concerning those that had escaped into the subterranean caverns, among whom were the tyrants, Simon and John themselves. 1. Now when Titus was come into this upper city, he admired not only some other places of strength in it, but particularly those strong towers which the tyrants in their mad conduct had relinquished. For when he saw their solid altitude, and the largeness of their several stones, and the exactness of their joints, as also how great was their breadth, and how extensive their length, he expressed himself after the manner following, quote, "We have certainly had God for our assistant in this war, and it was no other than God who ejected the Jews out of these fortifications. For what could the hands of men or any machines do towards overthrowing these towers?" End quote. At which time he had many such discourses to his friends. He also let such go free as had been bound by the tyrants, and were left in the prisons. To conclude, when he entirely demolished the rest of the city, and overthrew its walls, he left these towers as a monument of his good fortune, which had proved his auxiliaries, and enabled him to take what could not otherwise have been taken by him. 2. And now, since his soldiers were already quite tired with killing men, and yet there appeared to be a vast multitude still remaining alive, Caesar gave orders that they should kill none but those that were in arms and opposed them, but should take the rest alive. But, together with those whom they had orders to slay, they slew the aged and the infirm. But for those that were in their flourishing age, and who might be useful to them, they drove them together into the temple, and shut them up within the walls of the court of the women, over which Caesar set one of his freed men, as also Fronto, one of his own friends, which last was to determine every one's fate according to his merits. So this Fronto slew all those that had been seditious and robbers, who were impeached one by another, but of the young men he chose out the tallest and most beautiful, and reserved them for the triumph. As for the rest of the multitude that were above 17 years old, he put them into bonds, and sent them to the Egyptian mines. Titus also sent a great number into the provinces, as a present to them, that they might be destroyed upon their theatres, by the sword and by the wild beasts. But those that were under 17 years of age were sold for slaves. Footnote. See the several predictions that the Jews, if they became obstinate in their idolatry and wickedness, should be sent again or sold into Egypt for their punishment, Deuteronomy 28:68, Jeremiah 44:7, Hosea 8:13, 9:3, 9:4, and 5, 2 Samuel 15:10-13, with authentic records, and Reland Painist and footnote. Now during the days wherein Fronto was distinguishing these men, there perished, for want of food, 11,000, some of whom did not taste any food, through the hatred their guards bore to them, and others would not take in any when it was given them. The multitude also was so very great, that they were in want even of corn for their sustenance. 3. Now the number of those that were carried captive during this whole war was collected to be 97,000. Footnote. The whole multitude of the Jews that were destroyed during the entire 7 years before this time, in all the countries of and bordering on Judea, is summed up by Archbishop Usher, from Lipsius, out of Josephus, at the year of Christ 70, and amounts to 1,337,490. Nor could there have been that number of Jews in Jerusalem to be destroyed in this siege, as will be presently set down by Josephus, but that both Jews and proselytes of justice were just then come up out of the other countries of Galilee, Samaria, Judea, and Perea, and other remoter regions, to the Passover in vast numbers, and therein cooped up, as in a prison, by the Roman army, as Josephus himself well observes in this and the next section, and as is exactly related elsewhere. End footnote. As was the number of those that perished during the whole siege, 1,100,000, the greater part of whom were indeed of the same nation, with the citizens of Jerusalem, but not belonging to the city itself. For they were come up from all the country to the feast of unleavened bread, and were on a sudden shut up by an army, which, at the very first, occasioned so great a straitness among them, that there came a pestilential destruction upon them, and soon afterwards such a famine as destroyed them more suddenly. And that this city could contain so many people in it is manifest by that number of them which was taken under Cestius, who being desirous of informing Nero of the power of the city, who otherwise was disposed to condemn that nation, entreated the high priests, if the thing were possible, to take the number of their whole multitude. So these high priests, upon the coming of that feast which is called the Passover, when they slay their sacrifices, from the 9th hour till the 11th, but so that a company not less than 10 belong to every sacrifice, for it is not lawful for them to feast singly by themselves, and many of us are 20 in a company, found the number of sacrifices was 256,500, which, upon the allowance of no more than 10 that feast together, amounts to 2,700,200 persons that were pure and holy. Footnote. This number of a company for one paschal lamb, between 10 and 20, agrees exactly with the number 13, at our Savior's last Passover. As to the whole number of the Jews that used to come up to the Passover and eat it at Jerusalem, see the note on Book 2, Chapter 14, Section 3. This number ought to be here, indeed, just 10 times the number of the lambs, or just 2,565,000, by Josephus's own reasoning, whereas it is, in his present copies, no less than 2,700,200, which last number is, however, nearest the other number in the place now cited, which is 3,000,000. But what is here chiefly remarkable in this, that no foreign nation ever came thus to destroy the Jews at any of their solemn festivals, from the days of Moses till this time, but came now upon their apostasy from God, and from obedience to him. Nor is it possible, in the nature of things, that in any other nation such vast numbers should be gotten together, and perish in the siege of any one city whatsoever, as now happened in Jerusalem. End footnote. For as to those that have the leprosy, or the gonorrhea, or women that have their monthly courses, or such as are otherwise polluted, it is not lawful for them to be partakers of this sacrifice, nor indeed for any foreigners neither, who come hither to worship. 4. Now this vast multitude is indeed collected out of remote places, but the entire nation was now shut up by fate as in prison, and the Roman army encompassed the city when it was crowded with inhabitants. Accordingly, the multitude of those that therein perished exceeded all the destructions that either men or God ever brought upon the world. For, to speak only of what is publicly known, the Romans slew some of them, some they carried captives, and others they made a search for underground, and when they found where they were, they broke up the ground and slew all they met with. There were also found slain there above 2,000 persons, partly by their own hands and partly by one another, but chiefly destroyed by the famine. But then the ill savor of the dead bodies was most offensive to those that lighted upon them, insomuch that some were obliged to get away immediately, while others were so greedy of gain, that they would go in among the dead bodies that lay on heaps, and tread upon them. For a great deal of treasure was found in these caverns, and the hope of gain made every way of getting it to be esteemed lawful. Many also of those that had been put in prison by the tyrants were now brought out, for they did not leave off their barbarous cruelty at the very last, yet did God avenge himself upon them both, in a manner agreeable to justice. As for John, he wanted food, together with his brethren, in these caverns, and begged that the Romans would now give him their right hand for his security, which he had often proudly rejected before. But for Simon, he struggled hard with the distress he was in, till he was forced to surrender himself, as we shall relate hereafter. So he was reserved for the triumph, and to be slain then, as was John condemned to perpetual imprisonment. And now the Romans set fire to the extreme parts of the city, and burnt them down, and entirely demolished its walls.